become very creative. May the good things get retained in us. May the negative things leave us. May we attain the purpose of our life. May we attain the highest. Om Swastina Indro Vridra Shravaha.
Om Swastina Indro Vridra Shravaha.
Swastina Pusha.
Swastina Pusha.
Vishva Vedaha.
Vishva Vedaha.
Swastina Starkshyo.
Swastina Starkshyo.
Arishtanemihi.
Arishtanemihi.
Swastino Brihaspatir.
Swastino Brihaspatir.
Dadatu.
Dadatu.
Shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Last week we touched upon, as we dive deep into the yoga, newer dimensions opens up. Initially we start yoga on the mat, and as we progress, our yoga goes beyond the mat, and mat is no longer a constraint. Our yoga goes beyond the mat. By doing yoga, one draws the immense strength from within. Our physical strength is important. We need to have a good strength. Physically, we have to be strong. In the Upanishad, it says, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhyaha. One who is weak, physically weak, that person cannot achieve the purpose of the life. One has to be physically weak. Not only the physically weak, mentally, one has to be strong. One draws, if one is mentally strong, physical strength automatically comes up. I may not be very strong, but if I am very strong mentally, that one can accomplish great things in the life. Even the mind, thinking of the mind, where is the mind? We don't know where is the mind is. We think, some people, they say mind is in the brain, but it says that mind is in the heart. Mind also is in the heart. And sadhana, nothing but sattvic sadhana, the spirituality, the spiritual strength. Spiritual strength is higher than the mental strength. The spiritual strength, by purifying the heart center, by instilling the values in our life, the positive values like compassion, surrender, service mentality, generosity, and the fearlessness, the various values by instilling within oneself, one draws in immense strength within. And that strength will be of use even in the last minute of one's life, that inner strength. We have to, that spiritual strength is nothing but life is centered around the values. Value-based living, it gives the immense strength for the sadhakas. In the yoga, it's a value-based, we touched upon the last term, the 40 qualities required by the seeker of the higher knowledge. These are the values mentioned in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We touched upon 10 qualities, and we stopped at tapas in the physical level, and we'll rehash that part again. Repeat after me. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Danam damascha yajnascha. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
The first quality is the fearlessness. Come what may, I am willing to face the challenge. I won't shy away. But that fearlessness, one gets the fearlessness by surrendering to the universal energy, universal light, the source and force behind the universe. Once one realizes the source and force behind the universe is very much within myself. He is the closer than the closest. He knows what is right, what is wrong. Nothing, even the grass, a blade of grass won't move without his consent. when he knows everything, what is there for me to fear? I start getting scared in the life if I start taking on the responsibility for myself and not having the faith in the cosmic energy, cosmic light, universal light, the source and force behind the universe. When I do not have a confidence, full confidence, fear dawns in. That the seeker has to instill get the fearlessness by surrendering to the cosmic light, universal light. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, purify yourself, calm the mind, relax the mind. Sattva samshuddhi, jnana yoga vivasthitihi, aspire for the knowledge. Knowledge liberates and ignorance binds us. I try to aspire for the knowledge, higher knowledge, not the mundane knowledge, higher knowledge. Sattva samshuddhi, jnana yoga vivasthitihi, dhanam dhamascha yajnyascha, be magnanimous in life. It's not to have a short-handed. Dhanam, dhamascha, have a control over your senses, dhamascha yajnyascha. Whatever you do in your life, it should be pleasing to the divine beings, pleasing to the noble souls. Do such an action, aspire to do such an action which will be approved by the great people, which will be approved by the divine people. And whenever you are doing any activity, then question yourself, will the great people approve of this one? It's a yajnyascha, swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya, and yesterday, day before yesterday, in Guru Purnima, that we were reading the Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad, instruction by the teacher to the student. Student, it says, one of the instruction, it is swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Thus, you should not give up the habit of reading the scriptures every day, contemplating on the scriptures every day. It should not end there. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam, together with pravachana, you have to pass it on to others. Learn, you have to keep on learning, and it should not go to the burial ground or along with you. Before you go under the ground, you pass on the message, the knowledge to others. You have to pass on the baton to others before you depart. That is the obligation on you. You can't escape from that one. If you don't pass on the baton to others, pass on the knowledge to others, and if you go down, you leave the body, it says, there won't be any difference between a miser and this person. Miser also would like to hoard things, doesn't want to part. This person also kept on accumulating and not willing to pass on. And don't be like a miser. It's a swadhyaya. Contemplate, and your inner experience, share it with others and enlighten others. From one light to another light, keep on enlightening others. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Tapas and arjavam. Arjavam is straightforwardness in our dealing, straightforwardness in our action, that thinking, talking, and action, it should go hand in hand. It should align each other. And in the tapas, we touched upon the tapas in the physical level. It's devadvijaguru prajnam. Repeat after me. Devadvijaguru prajnam. Pujanam shaucham arjavam. Brahmacharya ahimsam cha. Shariram tapa uchyate. One is respect to the knowledge, people who know the higher things. And the dvija, it's a deva, it's a respect to the surrender to the divine beings. And respect the knowledgeable person and respect the teacher who imparts the knowledge. It's tapas in the physical level. Deva dvijaguru prajnam, pujanam shaucham arjavam. Purity in the body, purity in talking, purity in thinking. Shaucham, deva dvijaguru prajnam, pujanam shaucham arjavam. Arjavam, as I mentioned, it's It's an inner contemplation and outer expression. Should go hand in hand. Tapa arjavam. Brahmacharya ahimsam cha shariram tapa uchyate. Brahmacharya means it's a think big, have a vision for the life, have a goal for the life. Like companies have a vision for the company, we also should have a vision for our life. Think big, think great, think auspicious. Brahmacharya ahimsam cha. My living should not be a burden for others. Yesterday it was in the news, it was there in 1970, and the global people, if the global quota, whatever is the quota, is the 365 days, that is the footprint, how much we can consume. In 1970, it's 365 days quota, we used to finish on the 29th of December, 2 days short. It's a one day short, and in 2018 we are finishing our year's quota on the 1st of August, and earth is becoming barren. Earth is not able to sustain. We are so greedy, and we are living an extravagant life. Earth is trembling. Earth is not able to support. The water, amount of water we consume, amount of energy we consume, amount of fuel. And they say that the nature will take a revenge on humanity very soon. We have no concern for the next generation. Next generation will be pauper. If you, the way in which we are living, next generation will live in, it's a pauper. Nothing will be left. And they will be criticizing their forefathers for their status. And one of the things they highlighted, meat eating. Meat eating is the greatest contributor. Our tongue, we can't control the tongue. We are cutting off all the forest and converting into pasture land. And more grazing land. Forests are being taken off and replaced with meat. And meat is the greatest contributor for, one of the greatest contributor for, increasing the footprint, and it will have an adverse effect on the generations to come. Ahimsa, we'll touch upon this one in the coming weeks. Lie down on your back.